USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. There may be some walk back to reports earlier today that an airplane hunting for that missing sub near the Titanic detected banging in the ocean. NBC correspondent Ryan Allen's in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Describing what was heard as noises and sounds is more accurate than banging, which is what how it was reported earlier. It's unclear exactly when this happened. These reports have been happening over the past 48 hours or so, and it's unclear exactly when these sounds were heard.
It's believed the five men on board the submersible have less than a day's worth of oxygen as the massive search and rescue operation continues in the North Atlantic. The special prosecutor who looked into the FBI's handling of its investigation of alleged ties between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia says the FBI was negligent. John Durham tells the House Oversight Committee he heard that from FBI agents.
I have had any number of FBI agents who I've worked with over the years, some who are retired, some are still in place, who've come to me and apologized for the manner in which that investigation was undertaken.
And the top Democrat on the oversight panel, New York's Jerry Nadler, says Durham never found what Republicans hoped he would find.
He cannot dispute a single conclusion in the Mueller report. He cannot prove a magnificent deep state conspiracy.
President Biden's heading back to Washington and a White House dinner with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Some Democrats plan to boycott Modi's speech in Congress tomorrow, protesting alleged human rights abuses in India. The Bible is back on the shelves of all libraries in the Davis School District. The suburban Salt Lake City district made news earlier this month when, following its own new guidelines about sexual and violent content, it removed the Bible from elementary and middle school libraries. But now the Davis School Board has reversed that decision. This is USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The American Medical Association is calling on health professionals to stop reporting pregnant women who abuse drugs. The thinking is reporting discourages some of those women from getting help. They fear they'll go to jail or lose custody of their child. After the Club Q mass shootings in Colorado Springs last year, a group called Colorado Healing Fund raised about $3 million to help survivors. But some of them say the fund is not paying out more than $1 million it still has.
It's been 7 months since this tragedy happened, and we are still here having to fight for the exact same thing.
Shooting victim John Arcediano is among those asking for more help. So is Adriana Vance, whose son was among those killed at Club Q.
These people just need to release the money that was raised so that everybody can go on and heal however they need to.
The Healing Fund's executive director says the money's been set aside to help those with what he calls future trauma. Shoplifting has gotten so bad at some clothing stores, they're closing the fitting rooms. That's even the case at some Goodwill stores. One manager says shoplifting nearly doubled in the first half of last year. One retailer that doesn't have to worry about shoplifting is Amazon. The online giant's annual big sale is coming up. Amazon Prime Day, which is actually 2 days, happens July 11th and 12th. And even those 2 days are not the whole promotion. Early deals will show up on the Amazon site as early as this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington. And millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,